Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at massagestcroix.com.
In today's program, we're featuring a compassionate, a vegan, who is running for the United States Senate in the state of California.
My name is Clifton Roberts, candidate for United States Senate representing the great state of California. I represent the Humane Party, whose simple strategy is to fill the chambers of Congress with women and men of ethics and integrity who tell the truth and speak with data and who side with science. I'm running for U.S. Senate for three reasons. For you, for the environment, and for justice. Let's always be honest. Let's evolve. Let's together change the world.
Hello, this is Clifton.
Hi, Clifton. This is Marlene from Vegan Nation.
How are you, Marlene? Nice to hear you.
Well, this is a great honor that you're joining us again on Vegan Nation.
Marlene, thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it. The Humane Party is a relatively young party, as you know, and the Humane Party was formed in 2000, officially kicked off in 2009, and I came aboard right around 2014. As you know, the first office I ran for is for United States President in 2016, and there is a strategy that we have to just run for office and never give up and keep trying, and in the process, get better at it. So, yeah, I announced that I would be running. I was endorsed by the Humane Party for the United States Senate, representing the state of California. From all accounts, I believe there are about 15 or so people running for this office this year, but we're really excited that we're able to qualify. We filed all the paperwork with the Federal Election Committee. So we're excited, and campaign's in full swing.
That's wonderful to hear. This is really great. And before we start getting into your platform, let's hear a little bit more about you.
Well, I am the product of a United States citizen that joined the military, went overseas, met my mother, who is Korean. My father is African American and Native American. And I was born on a military installation in Japan, Tachikawa, Japan. There's a military base, Air Force Base, called Yokota Air Force Base. And lived overseas, went back to Korea, and lived in Okinawa, Japan for many years of my life. Again, on military installations, came over here, lived in North Carolina and North Dakota. Attended the University of California at Berkeley after graduating from high school in California. So yeah, I attended Cal Berkeley, and throughout it all, I started to work in corporate America, and I've worked in financial services, healthcare, and I currently work for Intel Corporation in ethics and legal compliance. And I went vegan myself at the age of 30. And since then, not only have I never felt better, because I was always sick as a child, diagnosed with quote-unquote asthma, and little did I know that asthma basically is your body's reaction to produce mucus, and mucus is a way to protect your body from foreign things entering your body. And this whole time I was being told that I was allergic to nature, grass and leaves and flowers and dirt and chickens and cows and dogs and cats. And it literally was the fact that I was just ingesting this, first of all, very powerful substance, the milk of a cow, and eating dead animal flesh. And my body was trying to tell me, hey, I'm creating mucus because I'm trying to protect your body from these foreign things. And lo and behold, when I went vegan, I would say after 2 weeks, I started to feel the transformation. You know, my acne went away, and I was able to breathe for the first time clearly out of my nose. And I'll never forget it. It was life-changing for me. That was the health aspect of it. But I had tied that back into my passion for animals. And of course, going vegan. So I started to make the connections. And then as I got older, I started to realize the effect that our food systems, you know, our habit and our culture and our selfishness, what that played in not only our health and not only the health and well-being of non-human animals, but the well-being of our planet. Yeah, that's basically my journey in a nutshell. But I'm so glad that I was able to do it because I have children. And one of the things I'm most proud of is that I am giving my children, as you know, Marlene, I just had a baby about 2 weeks ago. I have a 13-year-old and a 13-month-old and a 22-year-old. They're all vegan, but my three youngest have been vegan since conception. And what I'm proud of is that they will never have to experience eating a spirit, an animal, an individual that was formerly living that's dead now. So I'm so excited about that. You know, when I wake up in the morning every day, it's one of the first things I think about.
Wow, that's great. And in addition to your older son, again, was it 13-year-old, 13-month-old, and 2-week-old?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow.
13-month-old Liam. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that we hear all the time when women are pregnant is that you need meat to help with a healthy pregnancy. And, of course, Liam, when he was born, he was almost 10 pounds. And if you see him now, I mean, he's so healthy and he's so vibrant. Throughout all of the pregnancies that my wife and I have had, she's been vegan the whole time, and all of our babies are completely healthy. So
beautiful. Wow. You are a busy man. And so this is really great because you are definitely qualified for the Senate. You'll be turning this world around into harmony in no time at all.
Oh, Marlene, even the run itself, I think, is historic because, you know, even when I ran for president, there's been no candidates that are running on a platform like the Humane Party. And so whether we win this year or not, you know, we have many more chances to do it. As you know, in our previous conversations, I was raised overseas and I got to study martial arts. And one of the things I learned about martial arts is repetition. You know, I remember first meeting Sensei Fusei Kisei in Okinawa, Japan. I was 4 years old. And the first thing he did for the first year of my lessons was to show me how to walk in a way that gave you strength in your foundation. And of course, as a young boy, you don't see the lesson in learning how to walk. You want to jump up and kick and spin around and punch, right? And so I just had to walk. And he used to place these boards on the ground and I'd have to spread my feet in a stance that was consistent with the width of the boards. And I didn't understand it. But later on, as maybe when I turned about 8 or 9 years old, I realized how important the foundation, your stance, your balance was. And it was through repetition that it became instinctive, that your movements became instinctive. And so I think running for president of the United States and losing to Donald Trump, it gave me that sense of, okay, this can be done. I was able to qualify. And then running for Senate, it gave me another step up saying, hey, keep doing this. Keep getting better at what you're doing. Keep getting better at promoting your platform of compassion. And I'm so excited too.
That's great. And I'd also like to ask you a few more questions about the Humane Party, because as you mentioned, there may be listeners who aren't familiar with all the aspects of the Humane Party. And again, it's the only vegan political party in the USA.
It is. One of the things I love about the Humane Party is the efforts of the individuals that have come on to support the party, especially from an operational perspective. They're all volunteers. So the self-interest and the special interests are eliminated. I mean, logically so, they're eliminated. You have people that are volunteering their efforts, that are working and coming home and hopping on the phone and hopping on policy calls. We currently have a staff coordinator, which is equivalent to the CEO, who works, who has a child, and she's doing a wonderful job. All of our staff coordinators, quote-unquote CEOs, have also been volunteers, whether it's Shel Harrison or Robin, myself. Our board of directors also are all volunteers, and they're all vegan, and they've all signed this oath to adhere to humane values, including a vegan lifestyle, a vegan way of life. And to me, there is no better path than an ethical path. And the most ethical path is the most practical path. And so you're right. The Humane Party is immortalized in history. 200 years from now, when this country has converted to a compassionate way of life and realized that animals are our brothers and our sisters and our friends, and they have contributed to the building of this country, we can look back and say, wow, the Humane Party is the very first political party that fought for animal rights, fought for the rights of this planet, fought for the rights of humans. The Humane Party will be remembered for that. And so I'm so honored, and sometimes I have to pinch myself, that I've been blessed and fortunate enough to have come across the party the way that I did, by a Google search, to be honest, and be a part of it, and not only contribute as a volunteer, but contribute as an officer, contribute as a candidate, contribute as someone who believes in not only the party, but the people and the people that they represent, including animals. And I do want to make one thing clear. When you hear me make references to people and individuals, as does our Constitution, as does the preamble to our Constitution, I am referring to all individuals.
We're listening to Clifton Roberts via Skype in Elk Grove, California. Clifton is running for the United States Senate in the state of California. He also ran for president in 2016, also under the Humane Party platform. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Smileen. We'll take a short break, and after this break, we'll continue our conversation with Clifton. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in.
What happened to the music?
Gotta put in another dime.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving Central Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org.
Airing weekdays from 1 until 2 p.m.
Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're very fortunate to be joined by Clifton Roberts via Skype in Elk Grove, California. Clifton is running for the United States Senate in the state of California.
Hi, everybody. Yes, yes, I am. I'm running for U.S. Senate. When the Humane Party endorsed me to run for U.S. Senate, it was because I agreed and I committed and I signed an oath to champion the Humane Party platform. When any candidate runs for office representing a particular political party, they are basically serving as a champion for the platform of that political party. So one of the things that I want to make clear to your listeners, Marlene, is that whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans who say that they have an animal rights plank on their platform, the special interests will never allow a Democrat or Republican to completely and explicitly say, we want to eliminate the torture, mutilation, and slaughter of all sentient beings, whether it's cows, chickens, turkeys, fish, pigs. And because of that, because they represent the Democrats or represent the Republicans, you know, they will never realize complete abolition. And it's not until a political party like the Humane Party that explicitly states that not only are we here to balance the budget, not only are we here to eliminate systems and practices to create profit motives to go to war, not only are we here to eliminate the death penalty or eliminate the institutions that are designed to incarcerate people and to keep them incarcerated, but we are here to provide liberation to non-human animals. So what I've done as a candidate representing the Humane Party is I've basically compartmentalized all the many components of the Humane Party platform. I've basically compartmentalized those into three pillars. And if you go to cliftonroberts.org, you can see those pillars. And under what I care about, I say I care about you, meaning the people that I represent. I care about the environment. And I also care about justice, security, and peace of mind. And then when you look at the third pillar of justice and security and peace of mind, you will see that I'm committed to establishing and maintaining justice by ending the inhumane and unsound criminal investigation, trial, and sentencing systems and practices, meaning that we want to repeal the so-called three strikes laws. We want to repeal Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. We want to eliminate the death penalty. We want to eliminate the systems and practices that create profit motives to keep people in jail. And we also want to end the inhumane exploitation of other species by us, by humans. Those three pillars encapsulate everything that not only I'm about, but also everything that the Humane Party is about.
And will you ad lib a little bit more on that about the humane treatment? Because I know that in your platform agenda, you clearly identify that humane is vegan, which is the practice of nonviolence, compassion, and radical inclusivity, non-discrimination. And on that note, will you talk a little bit about the abolition amendment?
Yes, yes. And I want to make one thing clear. And even as a quote-unquote vegetarian, I was one of those vegetarians that say, okay, it's okay to eat some fish. You know, I was brainwashed and conditioned to think that fish did not feel. I had been accustomed to our culture and habit and tradition in thinking that I can still drink milk, which basically is stealing from, you know, a baby cow, and not realizing that that powerful substance is designed to turn a 400-pound calf into a 2,000-pound cow in less than 2 years, not to mention them having four compartments in their stomach. And what business do we have as human beings to think that we should be able to drink that? So I wanted to make that clear. And it wasn't until 30 that my wife and I came across a book by Mary Lou Henner that talked about veganism. And I'm hoping that vegetarians, I call them vegans in the making, but I'm hoping vegetarians will soon realize that as well. And I think people do realize there's so much information out there now, and we have so much easy access to information and data that everyone knows. When you see an animal being slaughtered, but then you go back and you eat a quote-unquote a steak, you know, not only are we not calling it what it is, but there's something in somebody's heart that knows that it's wrong. But I think habit, culture, tradition, selfishness prevents people from doing that. So I just wanted to make that clear. The Abolition Amendment is a proposed constitutional amendment written by the folks in the Humane Party. And basically, we want to make it a federal amendment to the Constitution to eliminate the torture, the mutilation, and the slaughter of non-human animals. Plain and simple, we want to provide legal personhood to non-human animals. I've heard questions, people are being sarcastic, and they say, well, what's going to happen to my dog? Are you saying that I can no longer own my dog? And then I say, it's a matter of repositioning. If you have a relationship with a dog or cat and they live with you, don't think of it as you own them. As a matter of fact, they chose you, right? They chose you to provide that unconditional love to. So you are their guardian. You are their parent. You are their loved one. And they look at you the same way. It's the first of its kind. I mean, it's truly remarkable that we have a group of people that actually thought big enough and had a big enough future vision to say, let's add an amendment to the Constitution that makes it illegal to kill, the same way that it's illegal to kill a human being. We should make it illegal to kill anyone. So that, along with other proposed constitutional amendments like the Equal Rights Amendment 2 and things like that, makes the Humane Party a futuristic party, a party that, in my view, if the United States led the effort to eliminate the killing of non-human animals, the rest of the world would follow. So I think that the proposition itself is important, but the one thing that we must realize is that it's easy to write a proposition. It's easy to write a proposed constitutional amendment, but what is desperately needed is friends in Congress that have seats in Congress to not only be open to listening to that proposition, but debating about it and then passing it as law. And under the current state of the union, there's no way with Republicans and Democrats filling up the chambers of Congress and with Republican and Democrat presidents that we are going to be able to pass it. So that's one of the reasons why you see me running, is that I want to be able to inspire people to say, okay, we need to be able to have the friends in Congress and take up the majority of the seats in both the House of Representatives and in the Senate, that when we do propose this constitutional amendment, that we have the necessary number of people situated in Congress to be able to pass the bill.
We're listening to Clifton Roberts via Skype in Elk Grove, California. Clifton is running for the United States Senate with the Humane Party. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Marlene. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
You too, and I want to say that I really enjoy your website, and I love your name with the peace sign, with the fingers with the peace sign, with and your name for Roberts with the O. That is awesome.
Well, thank you. There's a duality to that peace sign, because if you look, it's V for vegan as well, right? So we want to promote peace, we want to promote compassion, and we want to promote veganism.
That's right, because peace begins on our plates.
Yes. It's interesting because I've been approached on many occasions by non-vegans and say, you basically have a vegan platform. There's no way that you're going to do this. And who are you to tell me what I can or can't eat? And then I asked them, I said, well, does that anger you? Does it make you angry that I just want to eliminate killing? Does it anger you that I just want to evolve and say, let's be more compassionate? The Humane Party platform and Clifton Roberts' platform, that particular component of those platforms about eliminating systems and practices designed to torture, mutilate, and slaughter non-human animals, is a simple principle of not killing, not endorsing killing. And it's interesting because people use all sorts of arguments of why it is that we should be able to continue to kill or pay other people to kill for us. And it comes down to evolving, to use our intelligence in a compassionate way and to protect the beings around us and to respect nature. And so it's quite a journey because, you know, you hear me mention the reason why I added selfishness to culture, habit, tradition is that that's when selfishness comes in, because that's when you hear, who are you to tell me what to eat? Well, who are you to think that it's okay to kill anybody? And I'm not saying that in a way that I'm talking down, because I was the same way for 30 years. Even when I went vegetarian, I thought that I was doing the right thing, but I was ignorant to the facts that were out there. And I didn't realize, who am I as a human being that had evolved into an adult that couldn't figure out just common sense things like, there's no way I can go up and kill a cow. Why would I pay for somebody else to do it? And I'm so passionate about that, Marlene. And not only am I so passionate about it for the sake of the people, meaning animals, that are being killed by the billions every day and by the trillions if you're a fish, but I'm also passionate about the effects that it has on humans, because I consider human beings my brothers and sisters as well. And so when I see people with arthritis or acne or heart disease or cancer, and so when you are ingesting the muscles of another animal, you're first killing an innocent living being. Right when they're being killed, adrenaline is being pumped into the muscle because they want to run, they're frightened, and we're eating that.
Thank you, Clifton.
Absolutely, Marlene.
And again, thank you for running for the United States Senate.
It is my pleasure. And, you know, everything you just mentioned, veganism is a foundation. Remember, I talked about learning karate at a young age and establishing that foundation. Well, veganism is that foundation. If we start with ourselves and we say, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to eat a formerly living being. I'm not going to pay others to do it. That foundation will help other people. It'll help the non-human animals. It'll help this environment. And I hope that your listeners will support that.
Thank you, Clifton. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Of course. My pleasure, Molly.
Hey, do you know Valerie Langland Walden in New York?
I do. I know her very well. And as a matter of fact, she was the first person to put the idea in my head to run for president. She said, you know, Clifton, you should run for president. I was like, Valerie, no way.
Wow. That's exciting. Yes.
And I actually got to meet her one of the times I went out to New York. And Sandy Nofowitz.
Oh, yeah.
She held a little kind of a get together, like a house party, and Valerie came and I got to meet her there. So it was, she's just wonderful.
Right, and Sandy's a writer.
She is, yeah. She is. She has a blog and she hosts festivals and wonderful human being.
Okay. And speaking of writing, I really enjoy the Humane Herald.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful, wonderful platform?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah, and you know, a lot of our policy team, we have Catherine, who is our editor-in-chief, and she has, you know, she's a PhD, but she's actually recruited volunteer writers to write for the Humane Herald, so it's just a wonderful idea. Of course, that is the brainchild of Shel Harrison.
Yes, yes, and that's Catherine Perry, right, who's running up the Humane Herald, yeah. Yeah, and Shel Harrison, the primary author of the Abolition Amendment.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, and Robert Mason.
That's right. That's right. I listened to his interview with you, and he's fantastic. I had a chance to meet him personally in Texas as well. He is amazing. So I hope, Marlene, one of these days we get to the point where when we get around presidential election season that the Humane Party can actually have a primary. Where there are enough people that want to run for president that we have to hold primary first.
Great. Okay, thanks again, Clifton.
Okay, have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Okay, thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Molly Narrow. Wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by Sea Koi Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'd like to thank our guest, Clifton Roberts. Of the Humane Party. Clifton Roberts is running for the United States Senate in the state of California. I also have an announcement of a vegan event, a film screening of The Last Pig. This event is organized by one of the founding members of the Humane Party of New York, and that is Valerie Lang Walden. This event, which is free and open to the public, also includes a question and answer panel with producer Allison Argo and the man who was the former pig rancher, Bob Comis, who had an enlightening experience and a change of heart, as well as Kathy Stevens, founder of Catskill Animal Sanctuary, where some of the pigs are now happily living. The film screening is happening at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, April 19th at 7 p.m. Again, much thanks to Clifton Roberts and all the volunteers of the Humane Party. Thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation. See you next week.